Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is His message, what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. Today is Tuesday of the 12th week in ordinary time. The Church celebrates the feasts of St. John Fisher, Bishop, and Thomas More, martyrs. Our first reading will be taken from 2 Maccabees chapter 6, verses 18, 21, 24 to 31. Our psalm for today is Psalm 31. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, verses 4 to 13. My brother, my sister, we have taken refuge in the Lord because we opted for the Lord's vindication, mercy, and justice. Thus, it is clear to us that not living in communion with the Lord could lead to unhappiness and death. But do not forget, there are consequences for developing that relationship with Christ Jesus, which means a rejection of the attractions of the world. In other words, when we say we are for Christ, we are indirectly rejecting persons and actions against the commands of true love, selfless governance, contriteness of heart, sincerity of purpose, marital faithfulness, and true happiness. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10, from verse 34, Jesus says, "Do not assume that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." Thus, my brother, my sister, we must be prepared to sacrifice our lives for the sake of the gospel. In order to be an example of nobility and a record of virtue, not only for the young, but for the great majority of the nation, Eleazar, in today's first reading, refused to disobey the commands of the Lord. He was willing to die upholding the sacredness of the Lord's injunctions. Yes, he was willing to die offering the young a noble example of how to make a good death eagerly and generously for the venerable and holy laws. It was the same for Saints John Fisher and Thomas More. They were equally executed for upholding the commands of the Lord and the faith in Christ Jesus. But, my brother, my sister, the death of those noble Christian soldiers must not dampen our spirit. The Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 7 says, "Mighty waters cannot quench love, rivers cannot sweep it away." Thus, my brother, my sister, we must learn to put our trust in the Lord, for the Lord has promised to deliver our lives from the hands of those who hate us. Jesus says to his disciples in today's gospel reading, "The man who stands firm to the end will be saved." That is a promise that is yes, a promise that will surely come to pass in your life in the name of the Lord. Amen. The letter to St. James chapter 1 verse 12 says, "Happy, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. He has proved himself and will win the crown of life." Yes, my brother, my sister, I agree with you. That is the tough part of following Jesus. But we must not go out in search of conflicts. Rather, let us yearn for a closer walk with the Lord. Nonetheless, when confronted by agents of corruption, agents of greed, jealousy, and envy, agents of malice and unfaithfulness, we must turn to the Lord, take courage, for the Lord, the Almighty, will surely save us in His love. He will save you today, He will save you tomorrow, and He will save us forever. That is our prayer for you today, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please remember to support us by going to our Podbean page, clicking the Patreon button. God bless you.